The head of the State University of New York welcomes the competition component of President Obama's new education plan, intended to make a college education more affordable. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The president's plan would rank colleges and universities according to a number of factors, including student debt and graduation rates. It would then tie that ranking to federal student aid. SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher expects the SUNY's 64 campuses to come out as affordable quality options for students and doesn't think this kind of competition will fracture the SUNY system.
Take our technical colleges and compare their outcomes to technical colleges across the country. Take our doctoral institutions and compare them against others in the country. We should stand for that. We should be competitive and we should be high quality. So I don't quite see it as pitting one SUNY campus against another as much as I see us standing for a national metric that we can meet.
Zimpher says the key to success in this is making sure states use the right data and metrics to create measured outcomes. As far as the other two prongs of the president's proposal, innovation and measures to reduce student debt, Zimpher says SUNY is already making progress on those fronts. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.